Now that it's more light.
That's right. All right, now if a man's going to be raising horses, he needs a lot of female horses, and he needs him a male horse. And what do you call that male horse?
Call him Stanton.
And are there different kinds of horses? Different uses for them? Did you ever know much about a horse? Okay. But how about riding? If I said, Matt, did you ever ride a horse? You'd say, yes. Yesterday
I rode a horse.
And lots of times.
Lots of times.
I have.
I rode.
And then suppose this man was out riding a mean horse and this horse threw him. You said that man fell
off of that horse.
Would you say, suppose though the man was on a bed, what would you say, and he fell?
Well,
would you say he fell off the bed?
Yeah.
Or out of the bed?
I think he fell out.
That's different then, isn't it?
Sure.
Okay. All right, what do you call those metal things that you put on the feet of a horse?
Horseshoe.
All right, did you ever play that game?
Not much, but I've seen it.
You've seen it,
though. Yeah.
All right. What do you call 1 foot of a horse? The horses? You wouldn't say the horse's foot, you'd say the horse is that hard part.
Yeah, it's hoof.
All right, and what's two of them?
It's hoof.
All right. What is the name of a male sheep? Do you know?
No.
You just said you didn't know very much about sheep. This is just in sheep country.
Yeah, sure ain't.
Okay. But if you had some sheep and you cut the hair of the sheep off, what would you do that for? What would you use? What is that?
Well, it would make a fur.
All right, and if you spin it, what have you got? What kind of material? It's not cotton. What is it?
It had to be wool.
Okay, what do you call the animal that you get bacon and ham from?
Ho.
And what would you call a little one?
I'd call him a shoot.
And what would you call the mother?
Well, I call her sock.
All right. But suppose it was a wild one. What would you call him?
I'd call it the wild hole.
Okay. Have you ever heard the word boar?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's a bull pig, never been cut.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps you...
Then you could use him for breeding, couldn't you, if you wanted?
You'd have to use him for breeding.
Mm-hmm. All
right.
What do you call the hairs that are on a pig or a hog?
Well, let's call it hog hair.
And, well, they stick up sometimes out of a brush.
Mm-hmm.
Little short things. What do you call those little things on? Would they be bristles?
Yeah, they would be bristles.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you, when you see a wild hog, he's got these two big, terrible, what?
Tushes.
Then they would kind of stick you, wouldn't they?
They would bite. They cut you, too.
Well, what do you call the place where you put the food for the pig, that wooden thing?
Well, yes, the hog trough.
And what would two of them be?
What would it be?
Hog
trough.
All right, okay.
Two hog trough.
Now, I want you to count for me from 1 to 10.